Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man. Marijuana.
And we're in the room with Chris Fowley from Normal NZ. Howdy.
G'day. Good day to you.
John's here as well, I should probably mention.
How's it going, yeah, Chris?
Oh, pretty good. Very good.
A couple of interesting articles floating around the internet at the moment. Probably the most notable is Jacinda Ardern. Oh, you've reposted her article on the Normal site about Jacinda Ardern's opinion piece on cannabis.
Oh, she weighed in.
She weighed
she
in.
Stepped up to the. I reckon her and Julian Gender probably bro down hard out. They're probably besties, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd like to hope so.
Yeah.
I'd like to hope they're all friendly. This was actually from, I think, May, I think.
From May, but I guess kind of timely to.
Yeah. Oh, so you're like, in a sense, you're like, I still believe in this kind of thing?
Oh, of course she does. You've got to presume that. It's just a bit of a reminder that she's on our side.
Good.
So this is a step forward. Whereas Andrew Little, for, you know, love the guy, or, well, I never met the guy, but, you know, for all his good things and that, he was a reluctant passenger when it came to cannabis law reform. Labour did commend them to medical cannabis in their first 100 days, which I thought was pretty cool. They were always very vague about what that exactly meant. And Andrew
days.
Little, well, exactly what medical cannabis meant, whether it was like something along the lines of what the government's doing now, which is not much, or whether it would be something like what the Greens want to do, which is quite a lot.
Because at the moment it's like, it's sort of like if someone's horrifically in like the worst position ever, then maybe they get like a special case sort of scenario. That's kind of where it's at the moment, sort of.
Yeah, there are cases before the courts right now of medical patients and especially providers. So, they certainly still prosecute. Not as much as perhaps they used to, and I think they're more cautious about it, you know.
At this stage, is Pharmac...
Yuck, that name, Pharmac.
Nothing. No, nothing at all.
Pharmac is great.
Oh, that freaks me out when I hear Pharmac.
Pharmac's awesome for New Zealand.
Okay.
But they don't subsidise anything in the realm of medical marijuana.
No, not at all. And so not only is Sativex super expensive compared to what you could grow yourself or what you could pay someone locally to do.
Why is farming great, John?
Basically, it's like a wholesaler. So it's because it's like a big drug buying power for New Zealand. It goes out and can cut a really good deal. So it buys lots of stuff at a good price.
Do we need all that stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because habitual... Do we need it? No.
Yeah, it's good for it. Rather than, you know, like it getting broken up and then we don't have the same buying power, you know, if it's a whole lot of small businesses doing it.
All right, mate. Sounds like you've done a lot more research than I.
Well, one of the interesting things with medical cannabis is that our law says that the government has to be the stockpiler, or that they at least have to set up an agency to do so. This is under the 1961... Yeah, the 1961 UN Single Convention says that you can do it, you can have it for research or study, but other uses, you have to have this government agency maintaining a stockpile. So logically, that might be someone like Pharmac or MedSafe running the stockpile of cannabis for the country.
You mentioned the word study in there, and on the wire, actually, yesterday, you alerted me to a Shamina. Did a little piece with they do a piece called Dear Science with a chap called Alan Blackman, and they were talking about the sort of phenomenon that in Holland where only locals can buy the marijuana these days. And I was actually over there when that sort of happened, and they linked that into a right on the border a university that's right on the border there, and they kind of compared students that were smoking weed to students that weren't. And I've actually pulled about 2 minutes of audio from that, so should we play that and then come back and sort of have a little spit?
Right on. First up today, we're looking at how a new study has found that students using cannabis fail university courses more often. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Indeed, this is an interesting study with a little bit of history behind it, and this is from the University of Maastricht. I think I pronounced that vaguely correctly, in the Netherlands. And this university just happens to be very, very close to the border of Belgium and France and Germany.
Mm.
And what citizens of said countries tend to do, because dope is legal in the Netherlands, is they pop across the border for a quick smoke and head back. And so the citizens of Maastricht got a little bit pissed off by this. And so what they...
I feel like, because I used to live in the Netherlands and I remember that there were, yeah, there were specific sort of coffee shops that were, you know, quite close to the border so that people could do that. Surely that's like a, you know, good for business, right?
You would have thought so. Well, apparently it's too good for business. And they got a bit pissed off. And so what they then decided to do was to restrict access to the coffee shops just for citizens only, so for people from the Netherlands. A couple of economists thought, oh, hang on, this could be a good study, because what this means is that the kids at the university, so all of the citizens at the university, will still have access to the coffee shops, and all the foreign students won't. So let's do a study and see how they go after this ban is implemented. And so they did that. They had a sample size of about 4,000 students, and they looked at their grades basically after the banning of the coffee shops to the foreign students. And what they found was that there was a noticeable increase in the foreign students' grades as soon as their access to the coffee shops was restricted, which is kind of interesting. And even more interesting, if you were young or if you were underperforming or if you were a female, then the improvement in your grades was even better than average. So they're talking about a 5% better chance of passing your exams if you're not smoking dope. So...
Remind me to roll one up with Shamina as soon as possible, by the way. interesting. Shamina went on to say, look, they're not taking into account travel time. Like, you know, if you have to go and do a trip to Holland to get your weed, then you're probably not sitting there studying. That's a good point.
That's true.
I think they're probably the message here is, I'll just say this before something sensible gets said. Don't smoke all the weed when you're studying.
It all depends. What works for you?
Yeah,
you know,
that's a
some
good,
people
yeah,
that
yeah.
works for them. It's another interesting study. It is something to be mindful of. Mm. But like they said, I think further on in that interview, it does raise more questions than it answers. You can't fully control for all these things when you're looking at real people, because you're not sitting in a box and raising them like a rat. They're out in the real world and they do have lots of different things going on in their lives, and there could be something different about this group of people that go to a different neighbouring country. They haven't grown up in Holland, they've grown up in places where it's illegal, and then they're exposed to a place where it's legal, and that might give them greater rates of use. It might mean that they use it inappropriately, they haven't learned social norms about when to have it and when not to have it.
It could
whereas
be
the people who are brought up in Holland in a legal environment could just have a more sensible attitude towards it.
But
and
it,
certainly when I went into coffee shops over there, I didn't see a teenager even try and walk in the door, let alone have any interest in them.
These are university students, I think. I find it kind of interesting, because if you are to legalise somewhere, and how does the government or some sort of government body go about educating people to say, hey, potentially one of the risks associated with using cannabis is problems with your short-term memory or something like that?
Well, it's not difficult. You just talk to people. I mean, you can kind of send messages through the law with age limits and things like that, but mainly it's through social norms. We have them with other substances, but with cannabis, we don't kind of teach people how to use it appropriately. We just say, no, don't do it. So it's about getting beyond that and just having those conversations. And parents need to have them, schools need to have them. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. You got to deal with it and support people that are having problems, but recognize that the vast majority of people don't have problems. It's certainly a very interesting study.
Maybe some of those students outside Holland had needed the marijuana for medical purposes, and when they couldn't get a ride into Holland to do that, that was detrimental to their studies. I don't know. There's heaps of stuff going on. Who knows?
That could be it. It's also important to note that this was imposed by the central government. Maastricht didn't actually want to do it. They actually put coffee shops on the borders to better serve people from other countries.
Right
on the border, like a drive-through. That was their
thing.
Solution to it.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam didn't do it. They just flat out refused and said,
we're
not going to enforce it. And part of the trade-off for that is that they had to close a few down.
Right.
So the government let Amsterdam opt out of the weed pass,
I was in Utrecht, which is about half an hour out of Amsterdam. And I sort of became a local to my local shop, and they didn't stop serving me. They were like, what's up, man?
There you go.
Yeah, so.
It's the
just
main
be
thing
rad,
with
kids.
The,
just be rad.
Well, that is it, because the main thing with Dutch drug policy, it is all descended from this policy of not being a nuisance. Mm. That is the overall principle. I forget the exact word for it, but that's where all the little conditions about the age limit and no advertising and being a good neighbor, and you know, it's about not causing problems. As long as you don't cause a problem, then they don't really
don't
care that
much. Don't
be a
dick. I think Gandhi said that. Maybe not in those words.
So. Normal New Zealand, say New Zealand did legalize, what would be the age that you'd be hoping is sort of the age that people can make rational decisions? Are we like 18,
yeah,
21, 25?
I think 18. You want to be consistent with other things, which is 18 for both alcohol and tobacco. If you don't, then you create all sorts of perverse incentives to use things that are more harmful simply because they'd be more available, which is what perhaps we have now.
Harmful.
You know, so I think you got to be consistent.
Synthetics. They seem to keep popping up in the news as well. So I saw a study somewhere, I don't know where it was, but they just tested what was sort of going around town. Things like fly spray in there and just all your classic stuff that shouldn't be in.
We still don't know what's in them.
It still hasn't come out. I'm talking
about
rugged handmade kind of local.
Have they narrowed down that it is actually something being applied to plant matter? Do we know that for a fact?
Seems to be. The plant material has been found on people, but in terms of what's actually in them and what's caused the death, we're still waiting on these toxicology results. And I just think, what is going on here where we have to wait that long? Where's our CSI lab that just, bam, does it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Zoom it, clean that up.
Come on, at least overnight.
When you say death, somebody died?
Ten people.
Like, they know that 10 people, well, all in one go, or just over the year?
Over the last few weeks around Auckland. It seems to mostly, or from what we're hearing in the media, it's all like kind of like rumours and just what the latest cop has said, but
that
it seems
be
to
like
be among
batch
homeless.
Of gnarly crap that's just someone just made, eh?
It could be. It's not anything that was around before, because then it would show up really quickly in the tests and hospitals and that would know what to do because they'd seen it before. There's something new.
Imagine being a doctor in that scenario, eh? Far out.
It's not good.
Hey, what is good? Medical Marijuana March happening this Saturday, is it?
This Saturday, yeah. Queen Street. Actually, it's just a rally. You can march on the spot, you know.
I'm just remembering the last one that I was at. It ended up being a march. It was fantastic.
It was very good.
This is just a gathering to support something a lot more natural.
That's right. Safe legal access to affordable medical cannabis and against all the synthetics that they're trying to either push on us as a substitute for medical cannabis, or, you know, here we have it available and killing people when what people want is the real thing that has never killed anyone. It's just so bizarre.
Sweet. Anything else, James? Just to recap, so Labour's right up in it? They're all for the deck.
Jacinda comes from a good place for
we'll see.
Reform?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's good. It's good. We'll see in the next polls, I guess. Everyone's kind of thinking they might go up a bit. It certainly makes the prospect a bit stronger. We know under the current government nothing's going to happen. So
it can only get better. That's a good point.
Yeah, and things like this rally this weekend, that's a really important way that people can show their support. And we've got representatives from most of the major parties going to be there giving good talks and things. So it's a good chance to get in their face as well and hear what they have to say.
Right on. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Chris. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Cool.
Sweet bye.